dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, here till 5 a.m. Yeah. And Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran at 6. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. All our regular Friday features begin right now with
You Big Dummy.
So you know what this is. This is when we read real dumb, real news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. And then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. So let's get started. Dummy number one. A road crew in Florida should get an F for spelling. A motorist on Thursday spotted the error, realizing that workers in Doral, Florida, had made a mistake when painting the word school on a pedestrian crossing in the road. Instead of S-C-H-O-O-L, it was spelled S-C-O-H-O-L. WPLG brought it to the city's attention, and the city tweeted that the private contractor has now corrected its work. It's not clear how long the mistake was there in plain sight.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two. A Singapore-bound scoot flight from Bengaluru was delayed by more than 16 hours after a passenger raised a false security alarm. The flight was scheduled to depart at 1:20. It finally left 1:20 a.m. It finally left at 5:23 p.m. with over 173 passengers stranded. According to sources, the passenger had issued a verbal threat to the cabin crew about a quote-unquote gun in one of his bags. Passenger was then rushed to the station where he was questioned. Airport police officer said the man was let off as he was found to be joking, and that indeed it was not a gun but a guitar in his bag. While confirming the incident, they said that a verbal security threat was issued by the passenger. Due to that, he had to be deboarded by CAISF personnel. The remaining passengers were also deboarded. Their luggage was offloaded, after which they had to be rescreened for security and immigration clearance. Oh, my God, said American authorities. A hoax security threat was made at 1:48 a.m. on April 23rd relating to the Scoot Airlines flight. Standard security protocols and procedures were followed with no suspicious items were found. A passenger was deboarded from the flight by the CISF, security and immigration clearance. Everybody else was deboarded and rescreened. A replacement aircraft and crew was flown in. Meanwhile, food and refreshments were organized. Oh, good. At least they had some food and refreshments. During this time, there was no impact on operations at the airport. A replacement flight from Singapore, operated by a new crew, was arranged by the airport by the airlines to ferry the affected passengers from Bengaluru to Singapore. The Scoot mounted a replacement flight from Singapore to transport affected customers. They regretted the incident happened.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. There's Donna and me, and the dummy makes three.
Dummy number three. It's often said that necessity is the mother of invention, and for a recent plane passenger, oh, another plane story here, plane passenger, an $85 baggage fee motivated her to don nearly 9 pounds of clothing. Natalie Wynn, a 30-year-old woman headed to an all-inclusive vacation from Manchester, England, opted for a creative, if uncomfortable, alternative to paying an extra fee after she found out that her luggage was 8.81 pounds over the permitted weight limit for her Thomas Cook Airlines flight. I didn't want to be using the little amount of money I had just so I could get my bag on the plane, she told the Sun. I literally said, I'm not paying it, and started putting my clothes on. I was boiling, absolutely boiling. Wynn's 9 pounds of clothing amounted to 7 dresses, 2 pairs of shoes, 2 pairs of shorts, a skirt, and a cardigan, which she was allowed to repack in her bag once she had boarded the flight. She later explained that she turned to wearing the excess weight in her suitcase because the extra baggage fee was more money than she had brought for vacation. Because I had booked an all-inclusive holiday, so I was getting all of my food and drink. I didn't plan on bringing much money with me. I think I only had about 69 pound or 69 euro in my account just to bring with me on holiday. Wynn's resourceful approach to travel even impressed the airline she flew with. A spokesperson for Thomas Cook told People magazine, Natalie's ingenuity here is noted. The good news for Natalie and the rest of our customers is that later this month we are increasing our hand baggage allowance. This will hopefully help her travel a little less like Joey from Friends next time. I don't get that reference. Do you get that reference? Did Joey put
I hate Friends. So.
I don't. So did Joey put on extra clothing?
I guess so.
Did he pile on clothing? I don't know. Mm. Okay, that's a reference that's lost on me. If it was a Seinfeld reference, I would have got it. All right.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
All right. Let's take a break here for the weather. We come back. We got a couple of more dummies to tell you about, dumb stories to tell you about, and then we vote on who is the biggest dummy. And then we'll jump into Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then the funky stuff begins right here on WGN. Yeah, we're back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and we are here until 5 a.m. And now let's get back to you, big dummy! Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. A Minnesota motorist was cited this month after police spotted her watching an episode of Parks and Recreation on her phone while she was supposed to be paying attention to other more pressing concerns. On April 15th, a police officer in Blaine, a city about 20 miles north of Minneapolis, spotted the distracted driver appearing to be enjoying some kind of filmed entertainment. When the cop exited his squad car and approached the 32-year-old suspect, she confessed that she was watching an episode of Parks and Recreation while behind the wheel. The NBC sitcom starred Amy Poehler as Leslie Knope, a municipal bureaucrat from the fictional town of Pawnee, Indiana. The motorist was cited in connection with a statute barring the installation or use of television screens in any motor vehicle where images from the screen are visible to the driver while operating the motor vehicle. On Tuesday afternoon, a male motorist received a pair of citations after a Minnesota State Patrol officer spotted him driving on the interstate while watching an episode of Law and Order on his phone. He was also not wearing his seatbelt at the time while he was watching the NBC police procedural. A police citation does not indicate what Parks and Recreation episode was being viewed by the female driver, but The Fight from Season 3 and Pawnee Zoo from Season 2 would have been solid choices. In the latter episode, Knope presided over the marriage of the Pawnee Zoo's 2 male penguins, prompting demands from city residents to annul the same-sex union of Tux and Flipper. Nope eventually drove the penguins to the zoo in Iowa, where gay marriage is legal. In an effort to combat distracted driving, Minnesota's government this month signed a bill typing violating the hands-free law, which takes effect on August 1st, will result in a $50 ticket and court costs for first-time offenders.
Well, the only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Now, to be fair, Parks and Rec's a really good show. Just give her a little...
Give Parks, some credit.
Parks and Rec's a good show. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Da-da-da-ba-ba. Matthew Aris was arrested after impersonating a police officer while attempting to pull over an undercover detective in Hillsborough County, Florida. Authorities say a Florida man impersonating an officer flipped the red and blue lights on his SUV while unknowingly trying to stop the car of a real officer. WFLA reports 26-year-old Matthew Aris was arrested on charge of impersonating a public officer. An arrest report says Aris turned on the red and blue lights on his SUV in Plant City, Florida, to try and stop the car in front of him. The driver was an undercover Hillsborough County Sheriff's detective in an unmarked car. He didn't pull over. Instead, he called dispatchers to alert deputies, who later stopped Aris.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy. And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
All right. We have to vote here. Let me give you the recap, and then we will vote here on WGN. And let's see. We got the dummy road crew that misspelled the word school in a school crossing zone. We got the dummy passenger on a plane who joked about having a gun, causing an incredible delay. I don't know if this person's a dummy, though. We got the dummy who wore 9 pounds of clothes to avoid a baggage fee. I'm not sure she's a dummy.
I think she is.
And we got the dummy who was watching Parks and Rec while driving, and the dummy pretending to be a cop who pulled over a real cop. So we have to vote. All right, Tom, what's your thought processes?
I have to reiterate, I think that woman who put, 9 pounds of clothing on is a huge dummy.
Okay.
I mean, I get it. She didn't have the money, but, why?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's funny.
I'm going to say the guy pretending to be a cop accidentally pulling over an actual cop.
Right.
I don't know how dumb you can get.
Okay. All right. You guys, the phone lines are open. The first listener through will be the third vote. Call right now at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200, and the first listener through will be our third vote. So you're going for the dummy who pretended to be a cop and he pulled over a real cop.
Yes.
Okay. There's some strong ones here. The guy who joked about the gun is not only a dummy but a jerk.
Yeah.
And should have been thrown in prison for doing that. Especially, I mean, you know, first of all, it's very stupid and very scary to even joke about that kind of thing on a plane, you know, with the security problems and the security issues that have been happening for years here. But also, what followed had to have been a nightmare for 173 other people. Like, your little joke, you know, affected the travels of 173 people. It's a nightmare. Again, I don't think the woman who put the 9 pounds of clothes on is a dummy. I don't.
All right.
No, she may have looked dumb, you know, with 2 dresses on, 4 skirts, and 15 pairs of shoes, but I don't think she's a dummy. The dummy who was watching Parks and Rec is a dummy. There's absolutely no question about it. And then the dummy pretending to be a cop who pulled over a real cop, and that's Florida, too, which is another wonderful addition to the story. Any time these stories take place in Florida, that's, you know, that's pretty special. And I got, you know what, I'm going to have to agree with you. I think the biggest dummy on this list is the guy pretending to be a cop who actually pulled over a real cop. So now we just want to get a third vote. Who would Jason, who would have you voted for the dummy of the week?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, who would you vote for?
I would go for the guy with the gun on the plane just because he caused so much hassle.
Okay.
I mean, although the the dummy with the cop thing, that's pretty dumb too. But I would just
All right, so you're voting for the guy who claims to have a gun on the plane. All right, well,
that is pretty dumb.
Yeah,
I think that's a good choice.
Yeah, God, what a jerk.
Yeah,
and the dummy watching Parks and Rec, that's it's not just dumb, dangerous. Even though I got to say Parks and Rec is a good show.
Would you put your life on the line for Parks and Rec?
I would not put my life on the line for Parks and Rec. I love Parks and Rec. I love Amy Poehler. I love Nick Offerman. Rob Lowe has never been better. By the way, have you been watching Mental Samurai?
No, that's a game show, right?
Right.
Is he the host?
Yes, he is.
You know what? I miss The Grinder.
So do I.
I thought that was a great TV show.
You know, I was very happy to hear Dan Feinberg actually mention it yesterday morning. Because I watched that show regularly. I thought that show was really funny. I really did. So, all right. Well, there you go. And you know, we won't have a shortage. We never have a shortage of dummies. So we will not have a shortage of dummies. And next week we will jump right back into the world of dummies and do You Big Dummy. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And let's see. I think we have. I think we can get maybe one or two. I think we can get maybe one or two straight out of contexts in, a couple of straight out of context in before we break here for the news. Let's get a few in, okay? Let's try this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. All right, we can squeeze a few in before we hit the news, just to start us off. Straight out of context, that's when you listen to this radio station 24/7, as you should, because it's the best radio station in the world. And whenever anybody at any time says something on the air that sounds a little bit dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's get a couple in before the break here.
All right. We got a ton of them this week, so real quick. First one's from Deanna. Hi, Deanna. She caught you saying this.
Open up all the flaps. Slide the whole thing in. Oh, man. I was just trying to help people unload pop cans into their fridge.
Yeah, just very helping people unload.
Helping people unload. That's, jeez. Oh, man. All right.
All right, next up, Kevin in Lakewood caught Wendy.
I enjoyed that because it was smaller and it was more doable.
Oh, my God. Okay, one more before we break for the news.
All right, one more. Scott in Carpentersville, another Wendy Snyder classic.
Of course. If I'm kissing, right. I don't want any blood sucking going.
These are... that midday show is filthy. All right, we're going to take a break, and we got the news coming up, and then after the news, more straight out of context. We got Nick D Show Spies, and then it's going to get funky up in here, and Luscious Hushus is going to make his appearance as well. But first, we break for the news. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. 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 What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and we're here until 5 a.m. Yeah, Steve Grzanich follows at 5 with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6. All right, let's get back to it. Our regular Friday features are happening right now, and we were in the middle of Straight Out of Context. So let's dive right back in. Tom, what do we got next?
All right, next, Linda from Blue Island caught Steve Cochran.
Then they drove the sperm to Wisconsin.
Tagline to my book, actually.
I think, yeah. That's a sentence you don't hear every day. Okay, next.
All right, next is Mary Vandeveld, and she was caught by Brian.
Yeah, it was long.
Short, sweet, and to the point.
Exactly. All right.
Anna DeVlantes got caught. She doesn't appear here all that much, but Fox Valley Mike heard this.
Well, he doesn't want it to be, you know, coming in and out of it, coming in and out of there.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Okay.
The queen of Straight Outta Context, Wendy Snyder.
Just little squirts here and there. Maybe 6 to 8 squirts.
Oh, come
on. That was Scott and Carpenter's film.
Good Lord, man. All right.
All right. John Williams makes an appearance. Kelly from Elgin caught him saying this.
I promise you, you will enjoy it. And if you don't have a memorable happy time, full refund.
That's a guarantee.
Yeah.
That's a John Williams guarantee.
That's the J-Dub guarantee right there. I've heard that before. Okay.
All right, Brian with another one here.
I ate like the butt.
Mary Sandberg.
That was Mary Sandberg.
Yeah.
Okay. It always involves eating with Mary.
Well, you know. She's got that whole thing with the sausage McMuffin or whatever it is.
Yeah. All right.
All right, next up here is Bill Leff.
All I'd have to do is I would go like, ah, like that, and that would do it. It would stiffen up.
Oh, boy.
Who said that? Jesse.
Okay. All right. Oh, my God. All right.
Jesse's got a... I got to say, Jesse, this is a Hall of Famer right here.
Sweat's just pouring off her body as she's like outstroking some guy from Nebraska.
Wow. And that's J-Dub.
Yeah, that's J-W. My goodness.
Oh, man. All right.
Can't believe they put that on there.
Well, you know.
You know.
John Williams is a lunatic. We all know that.
All right. Another one from Bill Leff.
So you will play with a contestant, and I will play with a contestant.
That's Ken from Hillside.
Okay. Let's continue.
All right. Steve Cochran, caught by Fox Valley Mike.
No, I mashed.
Really?
Yeah, I mashed. I mashed it.
Jeez. Okay.
Doing a little mashing. All right. This one's from Maria.
The question is it going to happen in front of the bathroom or in an office?
Was that Roe?
No, Steve Grzanich, I believe.
Oh, that was Grzanich. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. Again, Wendy Snyder. This one caught by Barbara.
Guy put it behind my ears,
yes.
My wrists, in between the girls, yeah. And sometimes just spray it on me.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Here's one from John.
Because it's a thicker part, so it's hard for me to eat.
Again, Mary Sandberg.
What's going on, Sandberg?
It's always food related. Always. Okay.
All right. Two more. Last two here from John Williams, and these were both caught by Chris in Riverside.
He looked at me like I didn't know what a ball was.
Uh-huh.
And then finally.
Let's go. Come on. Come on. Work it, LF.
What's going on? What's going on with Williams this week?
I don't know.
He dominated.
He did.
He dominated.
He had a great week this week.
Wow. You know, I mean, he appears here and there. You know, he's been on several times, but wow, that's a strong, strong, crazy showing for John Williams this week. Keep your ears peeled in middays. Things
exactly.
Are nuts. Is Elif okay? That's the only question I have. All right. Well, now here's this. Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like
you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies.
Like hey. Someone took your plans away.
So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies.
Spies, spies, spies.
Like us.
All right. Yes. This is our weekly segment here. It's called Nick D. Show Spies. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. We want to know about it. And you will send that off, the information, who said it, what time, all that stuff, to nickdshow@gmail.com. nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. What do we got?
All right, so just one mention this week, but it was sent in by like 5 different people, so oh. Lots of people heard this. This is on Steve Cochran's show.
Hey, before you go, have you followed this popcorn recipe thief story?
I don't know what you mean. Oh, the Garrett's?
Yeah, the Garrett's yeah. Popcorn thing. It was only 3 people that knew the secret recipe.
Yeah. And some employee stole the secret recipe?
Yeah. I didn't know Garrett's Popcorn had a secret recipe.
Like Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah, that's like what I was thinking. KFC and the seven herbs and spices. That's the only secret recipe I'm aware of.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Isn't it just caramel corn and cheese corn?
It's heaven on kernels.
It is heaven on kernels. That's true, but...
I like to suck on it.
Call Nick. Because I believe she just made out of context in a Hall of Fame fashion.
Right.
There it is.
That's a double.
There it is. Those happen a lot, Tom. When people say something, sometimes I get mentioned when people say something and then they immediately go, oh, man, that's going to end up on Out of Context. I personally think it's a badge of honor if you end up on Out of Context. That's just me.
Be proud.
Yes, absolutely.
We should send John an email later. Yeah. Say, good job.
By the way, I just looked at the TV. I have Channel 9 on, the morning news on right now. And did I just see that they're projecting that by Saturday evening we may have 5.1 inches of snow?
Well, it's been nice working with you, Nick. I think I'm just going to move.
Did I just see that? Am I seeing this correctly?
Unbelievable.
I don't even know what, oh my God. Anyway, that was nice to see on the screen there. Even more in up north in Wisconsin. But they said at O'Hare, 5.1 inches.
Mm.
I don't even understand. I can't even understand. The only thing that's good about this is that maybe it won't be a hot summer. Maybe this will continue all the way through. We'll like have the 50s in August. It'll be high in 50s.
Great.
Which I would love. But I don't even... And it's Saturday too, when everybody's going to be going to see, we're going to see Avengers Saturday, and that's when it's supposed to be. At that time, that's when it's supposed to be the worst.
Oh,
coming home from Avengers is going to be, we're going to have to
get the snow tires on.
We're going to have to grab onto Iron Man's legs, and he can fly us. He can fly us back home. Oh, brother! All right, let's play the opening theme, and then just get one fly jam in before the break. Here we go.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam, fly jam, fly jams Friday.
Oh yeah! This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio. With my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
All right. Yeah. All right. All right. So we've got some fly jams. Here's the deal, man. Get your requests in now. Everything funky. We got our DJ. Is he checked in? Is our DJ checed in? Did he leave?
Luscious Hushes, baby.
There it is. We got Luscious Hushes is here. I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. Viggity Viggity Vic, Double Fied V is running around in the newsroom like a lunatic. And we want to hear from you. We've got some fly jams to get to. It's all funky. It's all fly. It's all R&B. By the way, I don't want to blame Morgan Kochmeyer because I think she's adorable and she's a really good meteorologist. But she's the one responsible for putting that graphic up on the screen.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Morgan. I appreciate that. That's real nice of you.
Good job, none of you.
All right. One fly jam before we break here for the weather.
All right. This one's coming to us from Dave. He just wanted to hear a little Prince. He gave me Dealer's Choice, which I appreciate. So here's Prince in the new Power Generation with Seven.
And the savoir faire, the one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now and you are mine and together. Space and time, so don't cry. One day all seven will die.
And I saw an angel come down unto me. In her hand she holds. And in the distance, an army's marching
deep. One of my favorite Prince songs of all time. Absolutely one of my favorite Prince songs of all time. And he, of course, is the definition of fly right there. All right, Fly Jams Friday, everybody. R&B, funky stuff. Get it going. It's Friday, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Luscious Hushes is ready to go. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. It is Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday. And we want to hear from you. Funky stuff, 312-981-7200. Who requested that?
So that was Sam wanting to hear Nowhere to Run by Martha and the Vandellas.
That's the original version. A cover version of that song is featured in the great movie The Warriors, which we were mentioning a little bit earlier this morning. Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right here on WGN. All right there, Luscious Hushes. What do we got next?
All right, next up, Blame It on the Boogie, coming to us from Mike in Louisville.
Good song. Blame it on the boogie. Okay. All right. Getting funky this morning. Oh, yeah. I love that song.
Oh, it's amazing.
Okay. Who's next there, Luscious Hushes? What do we got?
Next up, we're hearing from our good pal, Dino. This guy's got deep knowledge. It's Catch with Get On Freak.
Here we go. Yeah, that's right. You know, when there's a talk break with a deep voice, you know that's Fly. Yeah, baby. Like you're.
I know what you
like. Let's hear your introduction again. There, that's what we're talking about.
If we must.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
There he is.
Amazing.
Oh, come on. All right, who else is getting funky this morning?
All right, we're actually going to slow things down a little bit. Robert wanted to hear a little Commodores. Here is Sail On.
Oh, boy.
And I don't mind about the things you're going to say, Lord. I gave all my money and my time. I know it's a shame. Stay. I guess I move along. I'm looking for a good time.
Yeah. Oh, Commodores. Oh, yeah.
No one else like them.
Yeah, absolutely. Gotta love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there you go. There's a kind of little that's classic Commodores too. That's been featured.
Oh yeah,
that's been featured many, many times here on Fly Jams Friday, and deservedly so.
I believe it.
Yeah. So all right, what do we got next?
All right, next up, it's one everybody should know. It's The Temptations with A Story of a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
I don't know if you know this or not, Tom, but when I used to listen to this song as a kid, I used to think that when they were saying Papa was a Rolling Stone, wherever he laid his hat was his home, and when he died, all he left us was alone. I thought it was debt. I thought he left them alone that he had to pay, that the family had to pay off. That's where my that's where my mind went.
Yeah.
It wasn't alone as in by yourself. It was alone as in damn it, it's going to be there's going to be interest.
I get so drawn up in the guitar. It's got so much bounce it'll leave your clothes static free.
It's a wah wah, baby.
Oh yeah,
that's the wah wah. But yeah, that's what I always thought it was alone. Oh man, Dad left him with a debt. So.
Oh man.
All right.
All right. Next up, a cover, a Prince cover coming to us from Steve. It's the Pride of Wales, Tom Jones doing Kiss.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't need experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just
I am pro this version.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
That's not unusual.
I love it. Oh, come on, man. What are you doing? Had some Henny Youngman juice this morning, evidently.
I just topped up my cup.
All right. All right.
So, got one from Papa DiGilio.
Oh, my dad!
Yeah.
All right.
Sent in a nice one. It's Carla Bonoff with Personally. I've never heard this one before, but it's great.
Bring me to Personally.
I know that song. I didn't know my dad liked it, though.
Oh.
My dad requesting Personally this morning. All right. Well, there you go. We'll do it again. Thank you, Luscious Hushes. We will do it again next Friday, getting all funky here on a Friday morning. And all the regular Friday features will be back. Also, we'll be back on Monday with the movie reviews and my dad telling a joke and much, much more. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be back on Monday morning with the Monday morning movie reviews. And we'll be reviewing that small, low-budget, independent movie, The Avengers, as well. And my dad will tell a joke.